minute. Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording with Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. Episode 120. Where are you, TJ?
I'm coming to you live from my 7-Eleven sponsored car. I've got my cup of 7-Eleven coffee, and it's currently 6 a.m. on the 2nd. Hey, it's our wedding anniversary officially today for me and Amos.
You were in Dalesford, weren't you?
Yeah, the whole weekend. We planned this, and we were so pumped. We're like, oh, we're going to do so much stuff. Mate, we ended up having 3 naps, 2 10-hour sleeps. This was the first weekend away from Bodie, so we just fucking slept.
What was it like? What was, like? Did you actually have a really good time?
Yeah, it was awesome. We stayed in this purpose-built one-bedroom house. You'd never build a fucking one-bedroom house, but these people built it just for people going to Dalesford to, you know, get away. And
I feel like using the word purpose built is sort of like a bit of an advertising bullshit market, because everything, like, a house is purpose built in.
The way they, like, you'd never build, if you're building a house, why would you only ever put one bedroom? And it's like when you go there, it almost feels like a studio apartment, because you can sort of, like, there's no door to the bedroom, it's all open.
You're describing a granny flat.
it's the size of a granny flat. Hey, it was a fucking romantic granny flat, all right? But
I love that. I love the people in their granny flat that's still living with their parents, being doing a bit of the, mate, yeah, got this purpose-built house out the back. No, bro, you're in the cubby.
And you live at home with mum and dad?
Exactly. I'm sounding a bit sick because I've got... I think what I could only describe is a bit of hay fever, which is slightly annoying.
Mate, I always get sick when I go away.
Bree says she thinks I'm sick.
I saw you... I saw Bree put up a thing about how many steps you've done in the last couple of days.
Yeah, mate, it's awesome. Bree's been, like, complaining a little bit because she's been a trooper, but her feet have been sore. Because, yeah, we've been doing... I think... Today we did close to 40,000 steps. Yesterday we did close to 40,000 steps. It's
holy
sort of
shit.
My remember a while ago I tried to do 1 million steps in a month, and after day three
you
got injured.
Well, no, this is day three for you, and you've now got sick. So
yeah,
let's hope it's not. It's
it might
it's,
be that
it's
but
not the same.
We've been hanging in parks and stuff, and in the parks there's yeah, there's a lot of grass clippings and stuff like that. But as you can see, I'm
so that's why you've got sick
as well. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, mate, I don't know if I'm sick. I think it's purely just the hay fever.
So I've got this hack. I don't know if we're going to do it this time, but when Amy and I last went away for our honeymoon, we stayed at, not for our honeymoon, like an anniversary, we stayed at a hotel in the city, and... Fuck, yeah. The pillows in this hotel were unbelievable. So what we did was, we stole... No, we didn't steal them. We looked at the... we took a photo of, like, the brand and the exact model, and we ordered them while we're there. And so we got two of the exact same pillows, which is what we have on our bed now. But this bed that we're in when we're in Dalesford was fucking outrageous.
But what's the hack? The hack is that you just found out what the pillows were.
Yeah, exactly. No, but when you're away, it's like you take... We took a photo. And old mate Lan did this once. He told me that he, when he was in Tasmania, he ordered a bed while he was away. While he was in this bed, he ordered a bed to get whatever the bed was. But fuck,
it's good advertising for them.
We've got this... it's the next bed we're getting. Was the one that we were in over the weekend. It's fucking unbelievable.
But you got your bed for free through a client. So does that mean you're getting rid of the king size bed in the tiny apartment?
Nah, I'll get a couple more years out of it because it was free.
Do you really think that you're... I mean, what was this bed doing that your bed doesn't do? We don't have to mention your client, obviously, but...
It was so fucking good. It was like... It felt like you were on a cloud. I don't know. It was just... It was just the way you sank.
I think it was just
because
you got to sleep.
True. That might be true.
So what was the deal? Like, obviously, I don't have a kid. I don't have a kid, so I've got no idea about this whole, like, going away from your kid. But is it, was it magical? Did you miss him? What's the thought process?
It's, we looked at photos of him quite a bit. it's a weird thing because it's like, yeah, we loved being able to go away and he was safe. So we weren't worried about it, but, he's definitely,
where did he stay?
It shows you how much they do consume your fucking world when you do get away. And I didn't even think I was that tired. And then it's like, I realized it's probably compounded over the 16 months that he's been alive that it's like, just, it's the, I've got this like bank and it's in the negatives of sleep.
But so what's the thought when you come back to it all? Is it, have you being able to have a bit of time to sleep, has it made you appreciate it more? Is it, do you think that you're actually, from 2 days of being away, are you going to implement anything differently?
Nah, when you get back, especially for my kid, he's pretty mad and he's like, he's full of energy is what I mean. And we realize how hard it is to look after a baby or how time consuming in the moment, like they just take so much from you. And so,
yeah.
Fuck, it's even just little things like you feel the anxiety when you're going out and needing to do what you need to do to get yourself ready, but then this kid ready as well. And I think this is just parenting. Everyone experiences this if they got a kid. But literally when we were getting stuff to go out to go for a coffee, it's like you're more almost triggered. And I think this is, like, I've seen my mum. She's triggered from having kids, and I can imagine your mum is too. It's like just constantly having to be on to work out, okay, what do I need to do for the baby and then for me?
Yeah.
And it's like, and then do it all together. You see why parents leave.
I find it stressful enough just having to work out, like, when I'm in charge of navigation, when we're walking with the Google Maps, that's enough to sort of throw my whole world.
So
there's no real
learning. It's a good break, though.
Other than being asleep.
Well, I felt what it was like to not have a kid for a moment, but then that's not my reality anymore. So I did get back to actually being a dad.
I feel like you're really relaxed at the moment because you've fallen into replacing ums with fuck again, which is fine. I'm sure Danny, train driver Danny, will love it. And interesting observation there. You'll notice, everyone, there's a slight delay that we're working with. So I think it's going to be interesting over the next few months. Like it's going to be a different conversation or tone. But thanks for getting up early for me while I'm sunburnt in London. This is a reasonable time for me. It's like 9 p.m., so it's not too bad.
I woke up because of the sleep I've had. I woke up at like 4:30 a.m. and I was wide awake. Now, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. It's not ideal. Oh, I guess it's I've been getting up at 4 too, but I think it's literally just jet lag. But we did... we went to Cambridge yesterday. Do you know what Cambridge
is? Which is the university. It's a university, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, correct. Correct. So we did that. I know fuck all. Like, what it makes me realize is how little I know about anything. But I was proud of myself because I like that this is the one thing I took out of Cambridge. We did a few activities. They have this thing called punting. Have you heard of punting?
No. What is it? A game.
It's like they're on a boat. They're on like a mahogany boat is what we were on. And then we had a tour guide, and people can not have a tour guide and do it themselves. And they're on the back of the boat and they use a big stick and they push the stick into the metal or wooden stick. They push it into the water, like into the ground of the water, whatever that's called. And they push the boats along. But the great thing is, it's fine when you've got a tour guide, but there was heaps of people who just self-hire. So they just rent out these things, and they we saw so many near accidents. We saw hens parties where they were just off their face. It was quite entertaining, but yeah, Cambridge was interesting.
At the university, is there a big lake? Because I saw that you were eating ice cream. What is this like?
Yeah, it's huge. I didn't like. There's all these colleges. Where did we go, Bree? What was that college we went to? We paid £7 each to go into King's College, £9 each, which was sort of a bit of a waste of money. You go into this nice chapel and stuff like that, but it's university. I can't help but think it's a little bit of a rort. But in saying that, there was a part of me which was like, I feel like I could get around this. I think I could get sort of into the culture, try and be a bit of a top dog, but you just have to be smart.
What, at a university?
Yeah, just like...
Is that
like,
what you're saying? You go into a university?
Yeah, me going to university. I was literally thinking while I was there, I was like, man, it could be funny for us to do the daily talk show for a week where we go to like Oxford, Cambridge, or like go to the US, go to Harvard, and every single episode we have a new a different professor on, trying to, you know, Tommy and Josh go to college. Could be fun.
So there's actually accommodation at some of the universities that just every punters can go and stay.
I don't know if general public, Bree, could general public stay? I don't know. But they've got all like different tiers of accommodation for the different students. But the thing that I was most proud of is they had a store which was a fudge store. And this was the first time that this has ever happened in my life. I ate samples at the fudge store and then I didn't buy the fudge. I feel like I've broken the system. I feel like I've broken the Da Vinci Code.
Mate, that's what I do every time. Are you saying that you feel guilty eating the fudge samples and then so you buy fudge?
No, well, I don't even think it's a guilt thing. I think it's just you get excited about the different options that you have. And before you know it, you've got 10 kilos. The guy even literally said to me, he could tell the type of guy I was because he's like, oh, you can actually, if you buy a lot of it, you can just take it home and freeze it. I'm gonna have these huge, huge fucking, like my whole freezer is, I couldn't bring myself to tell him that I don't even fucking own a freezer anymore. But it would have, I could imagine I could have gone pretty crazy with that.
I just got, the guy at 7-Eleven tried to upsell me. It was the most annoying thing. It's like 5:50 a.m. I'm trying to just buy a coffee. And I take the coffee to the front counter. He says, muffin, $2. I said, no. And then he points at Hershey bar, only $1. I said, no, I don't want either of them.
He sounds like a robot.
He was. He was trying to get his quota up for his shift, probably.
Yeah, well there's a Shell service station on Heatherton Road in Endeavour Hills made so much money from me when I was, fat 19-year-old just with my license because I couldn't say, I was bad at saying no to things and I was even worse at saying no to food. So they got me with the upsell every fucking time. The amount of little Easter eggs and bullshit that I bought off them because they did the upsell is outrageous.
So I got a bit of inside scoop on, you know how I was talking about Woolworths taking away bags?
Yeah.
So that was that was like last week. And then at that point, Coles supermarket hadn't removed the bags. And so I heard that Coles got an influx of customers based on Woolworths removing the bags and people being pissed off. And so they wanted bags, so they switched to Coles. And so there was this massive increase in shoppers at Coles just because of fucking bags.
It's outrageous. Are you even known this? I noticed that even in London, I think they're meant to be, they don't have as many, what are those bags called? What are the bad bags? What are the bad bags plastic, called? The bags plastic. That were not allowed anymore. Yeah, plastic. But there's reusable now, right? So there's reusable plastic and then there's the shitty plastic. They don't have many of the shitty plastic, but what they do have is everything is wrapped. Like, so whilst you can't check out with the plastic bags as much, every fucking store wraps their fruit in so much plastic. It's like you can get, you know how we're talking about the Gold Coast. Do you remember what my favorite thing to do, my favorite food is when I'm away, when it's hot? Yeah, love a bit of fruit salad. Been crazy on the fruit salad. Had a bit of pineapple, berries, like the raspberries are delicious. But anyway, they've got the plastic on everything. So they're saying that they're losing customers because I saw that. Have Woolworths responded now?
So Coles have now removed plastic bags, so they're on even playing field. But here's the thing. I think it was Coles issued, or Woolworths issued like this thing for yesterday, so Sunday in Australia. But they opened more registers because people were getting so angry about not having the option of plastic bags. And so they opened more registers.
I think people need to.
And did like this discounted bag thing. But I saw this dude write on Facebook. He said Coles and Woolworths plastic bag is a con. Now they make $120 million annual profit selling 15-cent plastic bags that cost 0.001 cent to make. Which is actually fucking crazy. So they're still, even though they've removed it.
I also think that he's probably... I think he's probably still thinks the Earth's flat too. Like, is there a problem with the supermarkets making a little bit of money? Do you thinking that it should be price neutral, that whatever they pay, they should just pass on without any additional cost?
If their incentive is to help the Earth, and they're saying we remove plastic bags, but from what I see, everyone's fucking buying these plastic bags that would kill animals anyway. So it's like they're just profiting now from this. And I'm sure they're doing something right. So I think it's the right move for them to do it. But then the amount of money they're making from it is ridiculous. And people are buying those fucking reusable bags, like hundreds of them. Like I saw Craig Harper post up a photo. They're, you know, like the Calico bags that you can buy. These are like environmentally friendly. He put this thing up. It was like, he had like 20 of them. He's like, every time I fucking go to the supermarket, I forget the bag that I bought last time and I buy another one.
You say that because I was at Tesco here in London just today, paid 5p for a bag and then didn't want to chuck it out, but Bree wouldn't hold it. And I was worried that it was going to bulk out my pocket too much and potentially sort of off balance with the amount of walking that I was doing, that I was going to, you know, pull a muscle. So I ended up having to chuck out after just buying the reusable bag. I had no other options but to chuck it out.
I think that's what's going to happen with these bags from Cole. So,
well, how about this? I reckon this is fun. From episode 200... to celebrate Sandra Sully being on the show, let's do a limited edition The Daily Talk Show reusable bags.
Actually, and our mate James can actually have them created.
Ah, perfect. See, we've got the whole manufacturing arm sorted, and we're good to go.
Are we going to sell them and make money though?
Yeah, no, I think that I don't think there's enough. I don't think we've got enough listeners to really move the needle on that one. But the
I made an extension of my rebrand. $1,500 selling O-Bike t-shirts, so.
That's true. You didn't make shit because it all went to charity. But,
no, that's what I mean. Made it for charity.
I've added to my rebrand.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Bree asked me today. It's the
yarmulke you're wearing, right?
What's a yarmulke?
A little, Jewish hat.
Oh, no.
but you're wearing one. I can see it in the video.
I've just got my headphones on. You might be seeing my headphones.
Ah.
he thinks I had one of those Jewish hats. Bree's art. It's a little bit hard doing the podcast with Bree asking every couple of minutes what's going on. You just have to listen, Breezy. Bree said, yes, they did enjoy Dalesford. the rebrand involves tinted moisturizer.
Are you face moisturizing cream?
Yeah, so I got burnt yesterday. If you haven't seen already, I did a post on my Instagram account about it. You'd be able to see by the fact that I'm illuminating right now over video. But what's BB cream, Breeze, please?
I don't know. It's just good for your skin. It's got sunscreen in it. It's tinted moisturizer.
Yeah, anyway, she said it was tinted moisturizer. Yeah, she said it does loads of different things. It's a miracle in a tube. But anyway, I mean,
if she was the spokesperson for BB cream, I wouldn't buy shit.
No, she's not selling it that well. But the interesting thing was, I put it on and my skin looked great. But it wasn't until I left the house that Bree said, you know, it's just foundation. So before you know it, I was just walking around with foundation.
Mate, you're going to come back wearing white pants, European loafers, fucking skin tight turtlenecks.
Yeah. Mate, I'm not that far off it. Something else
like
I
Lawrence
heard in London.
From my office.
That's a good, it's a very, you have a go at me for being pretty sort of niche in my humor. The only person that's getting that joke is Riley, who is also in the office. So, but I had one other thing in regards to London. I feel like I'm sort of what do you call it when you're a news person and you're reporting from a different city? What's that called?
An anchor.
Correspondent. Nah, correspondent.
Correspondent.
Is the word. I've got Bree yelling out. Yeah. I've got something to report. No chicken salt in London.
What do you mean?
I've got to say that this delay is really adding a huge amount of suspense. They don't have chicken salt. It's just, we were hanging out with a friend today who is from Australia and she moved to London, and she said one of the biggest issues that she finds is she asks for chicken salt and they have no clue what it is.
Okay, here's what you do. I can't get you chicken salt, but they do have Nando's in London, so there's peri peri. Will that fucking do?
The old peri peri salt. It might do it. But it's interesting. There's a few things in London that just miss. You notice when you're here, they haven't got everything dialed in, like things like almond milk. You know that I've become a full hipster, so things like their almond milk and stuff's a bit off. And the I'm trying to think what else is. What else is weird? But man, we've just been doing so many steps. What else is going on in your world? Talk to me,
mate. It's 6:24. I've had the most relaxing weekend, and I've got to go up and change my screaming little baby's nappy pretty soon.
After this, fuck. So you're not going straight to work. You've got to actually do shit after this.
I actually like it getting up this early. It's
It is good.
It wakes your brain up when you wake up to do a podcast. You really are awake.
Mate, do you know what woke me up yesterday? Or it was actually 2 days ago now. I got this email. It was a voicemail. You've seen my voicemail set up. So when someone calls my office line, I get an email with their voicemail. And I got a voicemail from this guy saying, hey, I've got an idea for a video project that I'd like to tell you about. Can you give me a call back? And he gave me a number. Anyway, I did a Google search of the number, and it was a debt collector in Blackburn. And so it's
so
like...
So he's from Melbourne, so it's not...
Yeah, well, my whole thing was, I was like, who is this? Like, what are they wanting? Your brain straight away goes into this place of like, what, have I not paid something? What, like, it felt like, because it was such an amateur call, I was like, I think this guy works for a debt collector, and debt collectors, like what you see on the movies and shit, is they'll pretend to be someone else, or they'll like to be able to weasel and get on the phone to you, and then they'll talk about it. So I was like freaking out. And so I ended up calling the number back straight away on my like local SIM here in London. And it was just a busy, busy tone. And everything was going through my mind. I was like, fuck, I've worked so hard to have enough, like, you know, saved up the money for the trip and all that sort of thing. And some fucking weird bill that I have that I never knew about, it's going to completely undo it all. And so I found another number for them, for the debt collector, and gave them a call and left a voicemail and didn't hear anything back. So I was still freaking out. So I called that number again. It was a 90 number. 90 numbers. I've got a 90 number. It's like a lot of VoIP numbers. So internet numbers use that number.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got through to the guy. And he's, you know, he said his name. It was like Simon or whatever. And I didn't say his name straight away because I thought maybe he gives names so that when you call back, he can reference material and all that sort of thing. And so I just said, hi, my name's Josh. I had a missed call from this number. I've just looked you up and you're from, you know, Blackburn Debt Collection. He said, oh, hi. Sorry, who are you? And I was like, Josh, I'm video production. He goes, oh, video production. Okay. Yes, I've got a video idea. Anyway, so it turns out he says, oh, can I send you an email? So he sends me an email and it's the weirdest email with all these, like a whole proposal on this video idea that he had, which was basically to create DVDs to replace product manuals. And he did this whole, like, he was a bit fucking tweaked. And so the guy was, what had happened, obviously, is he had, he said he'd called about 30, I said, like, why did you call me? He said, oh, I called sort of 30 different video production agencies. I just wanted to get prices. And so he's obviously gotten the number, like, you know, through Skype or whatever. You know, these things reset and you re-get numbers. So anyway, all of that freak out for nothing.
Did you break it to him that DVDs are probably not the best thing to be creating?
No, look, it was long gone. The email was pretty, and then I was worried because I was like, oh, I had an autoresponder set up with me being away, and what I didn't realize at the time, but my email signature is attached to it, which has my mobile number. I'm like, I'm just giving this guy more details to then harass me later about annoying video projects.
He's actually got a podcast that he's doing right now talking about how this fucking asshole found his number through looking him up somehow and got back to him.
Man, I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts while I've been away. Shout out to EFTM, Trevor, who's a hashtag long-time listener of our podcast. I was listening to their podcast on the train up. I don't fucking know where Cambridge is, to Cambridge. It was so much fun. Really good listening to it. And I know nothing about cars. So when they talk about cars, it's hard. But it's a very good podcast. And the other one that I've just all our UK friends have been talking about it. There's one called the High Low podcast, and it's by a couple of journos, and they talk about. I think the idea is that they talk about a topic that's sort of highbrow and then lowbrow. It's almost sort of what we're doing in some regards, you know, bullshit stuff, and then talking about all serious sort of things.
I don't mind that. And a quick thank you, Urs and Matthew, for emailing through.
Oh, yes. Thanks, guys.
Clearing up some facts for us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On the whether you can't drive under the influence in the US when you're doing weed. Is that what you say? Doing weed?
Smoking weed. We were talking about whether or not you can smoke weed and drive legally in LA where weed is legal. And according to Maddie, you can't actually drive while under the influence.
Which makes complete fucking sense. But just saying that sounds outrageous. Who knew you can't drive under the influence? Before we go, quick disaster that only happened moments ago. I had a... With my hay fever, I've been blowing my nose constantly. And I got a serviette from one of the cafes that we're at today. It was a brown serviette and I had it in my back pocket. Anyway, I blew my nose and I had been keeping it in the pocket all day. Went to have a shower today, tonight, and put the... thought about the serviette. I'm like, oh, I'll just chuck it into the toilet and just flush it down. And the toilet sort of got the... like the blue sort of, like the colouring, you know, how you have the soap where it changes the colour of the water or whatever. So it's blue colour. Anyway, I put the serviette in and I flushed it and the fucker wouldn't go down. And the problem was that it fucking congealed to look like the biggest bog I'd ever seen. And I just kept flushing. And the thing was, is I didn't want to put... my hand into the blue liquid. So it was a bit of a disaster for a good 5 minutes because I had to keep going back because it was a really weak flush, but I was freaked out that I was going to be caught by the Airbnb guy as the big bogger and then I'd have to explain the whole story.
The problem with traveling is Australia, we have really fucking good water pressure, like for the toilet. And so... it's going to get worse as you go to Europe. We were in Mykonos and Santorini, and we're in Santorini for a week, and you're on an island. And I was talking to, and in every toilet, there's a sign saying, do not put toilet paper into the toilet. And,
No.
And so you're meant to wipe your bum and put it into the bin. And I was speaking to Jules Lund because he was there the same time we just missed each other. This is actually a couple of years ago around this time. And I said to him, mate, how about fucking how you couldn't put toilet paper down the toilet? He's like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, you're not. Yeah, didn't you see all the signs? He just didn't even look at the signs and was putting toilet paper. The thing is that you're on an island and the toilet system there is absolutely horrible. And so they're actually not built for taking the toilet paper. So when you go to Venice tomorrow, it's going to be, it'll be another.
The thing I don't understand.
Maybe Venice will be all right.
How can it take my full dump but not take some fucking paper? That's what I don't get.
Yeah, I think your stool will disappear quicker than toilet paper will. I think that's the whole thing. It's like it'll actually break down.
Okay. All right. Well, that's something to look forward to. It's what's the time here? It's 9:34 PM here. It's 6:34 AM. You better go. I'm gonna head off. And tomorrow we'll be I'll be coming live from Venice. You'll be back in your car in Melbourne and
just
we'll see
quickly,
how we go
where are you staying in Venice?
Yeah. Where are we staying in Venice, Brie?
San Marco.
What is it? San Marco? San Marco is where we're staying.
You're staying in a hotel,
a clusterfuck.
Though.
Yeah, we're staying in a hotel. So it'll be interesting. We can use 4G internet, but the thing that there's a couple of little clusterfucks. They're not that annoying, but Ryanair we're flying with, and we have to... you need to print out your ticket, and just trying to find a printer before we go. We haven't done it yet. Now flight's in we've got to be at the airport in like 7 hours, so that'll be interesting. And then the other thing too is we paid €70 to get a car to take us to our hotel, and Brie was saying this one's good because it takes you direct to your hotel. And it wasn't until, and no one else does. So we like, okay, we'll pay that tiny bit extra. And then it turns out that as soon as we booked, we get an email from them that's an automated email being like, hi, like basically you can't drive cars on the island of Venice. So we'll be dropping you off at this fucking checkpoint anyway. which every other company's doing. So we, it's that a classic case of saying, okay, are we gonna bother like contacting them and having an argument and getting the money back? But I just can't be fucked. So good lesson though. If you're going to Venice, you can't drive.
It's known as like the Water City. Just in case you didn't know.
Yeah, well, I don't even know where we're staying. So it's the thing that this trip's teaching us is how fucking ignorant we are. So that's good fun. It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. Please send us your emails, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. If you've got any feedback on how we could do these, what you'd like to hear with these remote ones, because they're obviously a little bit of a different style, but we want to try and retain the essence of the show without being fucking a bit boring. So... what do you think? What do you think, TJ?
Oh, it's just fucking internet in Australia is absolutely shit ass.
Yeah, literally the connection quality. Maybe we can try and fucking. Maybe you just do it from your office where there's fiber. Maybe that's. We'll work it out. Anyway, it's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. Actually, before the other thing is, while we're talking admin, if you've been listening for a while and you haven't rated us on iTunes or through the podcast app on iOS, stop being an asshole and give us 5 stars, please, because that'd be lovely.
And also right. At the same time, leave a comment, because you can't then go back after you've rated it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, they do reviews and ratings. If you just do a rating, then you can't go back and do the review. So do the review and rating at the same time if you've got something nice to say. Anyway, we'll catch you tomorrow, everyone. Bye.